people think, you know, doing a television show is hard. Well, try having a business. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week. I mean, it never stops. Your brain has to constantly think and obsess and be willing to pivot and make the changes that are necessary. I think the biggest lesson that I've taken away is really about who you surround yourself with. And you have to surround yourself with people that have experience, that have knowledge they can share, people that have done it before, and people that are smarter than you. And don't be afraid to ask for help and really lean on them.
That's Golden Globe nominee and Emmy Award-winning actress Sarah Michelle Gellar. Everybody knows Sarah from her iconic character as Buffy on the hit TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But these days, Sarah's conquering a different world, a nearly $27 billion industry through her modern baking empire, Foodstirs. This is the She Innovates podcast, and I'm your host, Michelle King. On our show, we share the challenges and triumphs of women in areas like innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. On today's episode, we have the wonderful actress turned businesswoman, Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's going to be joining us to talk about some of the biggest lessons that she's learned as an entrepreneur and what's made her so passionate about building a company right from her very own kitchen. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to She Innovates.
Thank you.
So look, I'm really curious to know how all of this got started. So could you share with our listeners, you know, how you came up with the idea for Foodstirs and how this whole thing began?
Absolutely. Foodstirs was initially inspired by our children. All three of us had had extremely successful alternate careers, but we were at a place where our children, all of us, were very young, and we were looking for those activities where you really connected and created memories and essentially took some time off of these devices. And all of our kids were really enthralled with this wave of baking shows that were really targeting, you know, the younger generation and the World's Best Cupcake and Cake Wars. And then we realized it was reaching a larger demographic than just children. But when we wanted to do these projects with our children, we went to our store, and we all live in Los Angeles, and we feel like we have, you know, access to really great options when it comes to food. And we were very surprised at the lack of options in the baking category, that you were either had this forced loyalty to these old legacy brands that were filled with chemicals and ingredients that nobody really wants to eat anymore, or sort of what we call like the hippy dippy, gluten-free, taste-free idea. And we thought, as a consumer, we know what people are looking for. They want transparency. They want ingredients that they understand. They want fair trade. And so we decided to take a leap and try this. And we're really proud that we present the world's most ethically sourced, cleanest, and sustainable baking line. We have individually sourced each ingredient that goes into it. And when I say individually, I mean as the co-founders, we travel all around the world to locate the best possible ingredient and make these seals ourselves so that we can really stand behind our product. We sort of have this idea that baking is the new fresh, that everybody wants to have a hand in their meal and their dessert, but at the same time, obviously we're challenged by time and restrictions. So how do we make it easy? How do we make it convenient? And how do we make it delicious?
And it's also fun, right? I mean, every time I look at your Instagram post, it looks like a lot of fun. I mean, do you bake a lot at home? Like, is this something you do on a regular basis?
We do it all the time. It's so interesting. The other day, my kids and my husband were like, we want chocolate chip cookies. And I went, okay. And in 20 minutes, I was able to provide my family with, it was just by using two ingredients, the most delicious cookies, but know that I was giving them something that tasted great, that was good for them, and that they knew came from the heart because I made it for them. And, you know, we have all different levels, you know, so if you're a novice baker and you just want to drop the chocolate chip cookies on a sheet, you can do that. But through social media, we've really been able to give alternative uses for all of our mixes so that people can go back and get more complicated recipes and challenge the idea that baking is a basic endeavor. And also, you know, not just traditional baking in a sense. You know, we look at what we think as a consumer we would need. We're really excited. We're launching the world's first DIY bake-your-own protein bars and chewy granola bars. You know, I constantly pack snacks for my husband, my kids, and I don't like going to the store and buying these large bars and realizing that I'm wasting because maybe you don't finish it and you throw out the packaging. So we're making it easy so that you can make them at home, cut them up for the week, and then divvy them out to your family as you need.
So I think you've touched on this a little bit, but could you maybe explain to our listeners how you think Foodstirs is different from other products that are out there?
Well, I think the first thing that really differentiates us is our ingredients. We're looking for chocolate, right? Chocolate is a huge ingredient when it comes to baking. We realize that most chocolate comes within a 10-mile distance of the equator, but it all has to do with the lead content because that will affect the taste and the quality of the chocolate. And we searched through all of these different farmers, and we were able to meet a group of farmers that had even better than fair trade. So fair trade, you work 6 days a week. Our farmers work 5 days a week, and we've been able to work with them to see what they need and use our partners to be able to bring that to them. We found out recently that light bulbs are really an issue, obviously, you know, in the middle of the jungle, and solar light bulbs are really helpful. So we were able to use our partners where we sell our items and be able to bring that to the farmers and sort of really have these great partnerships. I think the first thing is our ingredients. And I think the second thing is sort of modernizing the way the consumer shops. There's been a lot of creativity and reinvention in the out in the perimeter of the store, but no one has really looked at the interior. And we have a really large social media platform, and we've been able to really engage a loyal army of foodsters, you know, bake sale ballers, we like to call them, and really get them enthused about using the product and then using them again in different recipes you can do and how to make it simple, how to make it complicated. And I think that a lot of the traditional baking brands just sort of rely on you put it on the shelf and you hope someone buys it, but that's not how you get new customers. That's not how you get someone excited about maybe going down an aisle that they haven't gone down in a while because they didn't think that anything was there for them. And so I think we're solving that problem and getting people back in an aisle that maybe they would have skipped 5 years ago or 5 months ago.
Sarah's been known to play strong fictional female roles in Hollywood. Today, she's an inspiring wife and mom on a mission. Through Foodstirs, Sarah's committed to getting parents, kids, and just about everybody together to create long-lasting memories in the kitchen. So Sarah, you know, with launching your own company, you know, you have to sort of continually think of ways to grow the brand, right? And central to that innovation is really creativity. So could you share a little bit about the creative side of the work that you do?
Well, I think in general, you know, creativity is the road to invention. You ask any great inventor, I mean, they were all creative thinkers because basically what you're doing is you're solving a problem. You're taking something and you're coming up with a solution. And I always worry in this day and age, a lot of us are problem identifiers, but not problem solvers. And so we use innovation to solve the needs of what a consumer might need. So we just released our minute mug muffin. So sometimes you just, it's 4 o'clock and you just want, you know, a little taste of cake, but you don't want to make an entire big cake. So we have these great, using our same ingredients, so all organic, ethically sourced, sustainable, and you add 2 tablespoons of water, put it in the microwave for 1 minute, and you have a delicious all organic cake ready to go. And then if you want to get fancy, you're having a dinner party, don't put them in mugs, put them in, you know, little souffle dishes and you can serve them. So again, solving a problem for, you know, after school snack or you're in a hurry or you're in a hotel room or you're at the office, make it simple to have something sweet. And, you know, I believe that you should indulge. I do believe that, you know, life is tough and you should have treat yourself and have the best possible products while you're doing that.
So Sarah, one of our goals with the She Innovates podcast is, you know, to really inspire our listeners who may be thinking of starting their own business. You've had sort of a ton of success with Foodstirs. So could you maybe share any of the lessons you've learned so far being an entrepreneur?
People think, you know, doing a television show is hard. Well, try having a business. It's a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week. I mean, it never stops. Your brain has to constantly think and obsess and be willing to pivot and make the changes that are necessary. I think the biggest lesson that I've taken away is really about who you surround yourself with. And you have to surround yourself with people that have experience, that have knowledge they can share, people that have done it before and people that are smarter than you. And don't be afraid to ask for help and really lean on them. And we've been really fortunate that we have an incredible group of advisors around us. And I think so often people get afraid to ask people for help or advice that they're missing these great opportunities. So we've had great partnerships with other like-minded brands. And it's fun to just sort of look them up on LinkedIn and send an email and say, hey, you know, just recently we were talking to the co-founder of Halo Top and we just called literally out of the blue and got an intro and just said, we love what you've been doing and we just wanted to talk and you know, have a sort of a brainstorm session, and you really find people are very willing to engage with you in that way when you reach out.
You know, Sarah, sometimes it's hard to actually, you know, be okay with failure. I mean, what's your advice for people who maybe feel like they're failing as they're starting out on a new career or starting out in their business? You know, why should they be okay with that?
Yeah, we always talk about failure being the first attempt in learning, that failure should never be a bad word. It should be a challenging word. I like to look at failure like exercise. When you exercise, you want to exercise your muscles until they hit failure so they regrow stronger and better. And that's how I like to look at fitness. So we constantly recite the mantra that failure is just the first attempt in learning. We use it as such a negative word in our country, and I think that's extremely unfortunate. We should use it as a challenge and a call to arms to do better.
You know, I think that's such a great take on failure and something that's really important for children, right? So, you know, how are you reaching them? How are you making this creative process fun for them?
It started absolutely for kids, but what was funny was how we learned so quickly that it hit all the different generations. You know, for children, when you talk about being in the kitchen, it's math and science, it's vocabulary, it's fine and gross motor skills. As you get older, being in the kitchen, it lowers the rates of depression, it lowers drug use, and just overall, I think that you find very quickly that being in the kitchen is that moment where you let go and you are able to get off your device for a few minutes, and you really have to be present. And so I think it goes all the way up, and even just the smell. I mean, people talk all the time about how just the smell of a baked good brings them back to a different time, a happier time. It makes them remember something from their childhood. It's all about creating those memories.
So Sarah, I mean, what about you? Looking back on your failures and successes, do you have any kind of advice that you would give your younger self?
You know, I'm pretty happy with the way that we have done things, and I try not to go back and obsess. Mistakes are only mistakes if you don't learn from them.
What I really loved about my conversation with Sarah is this idea that creativity is something that all of us have. And to really harness it, all we have to do is move past our fear of failing. Sarah's got such a great take on this, you know, her idea that failure should really be our first attempt at learning. We should never take it or see it as a bad word. It should be a challenging word. It should be something that we just see as part of the creative process. Thank you all so much for joining us today. You know, I've been hearing a lot from you guys on LinkedIn and Instagram, and I really love reading your messages, and I love knowing how much you appreciate the work that we do on our podcast. I can't believe we're going to be releasing our 20th episode next week, so please keep tuning in and share it, you know, with all the women and men in your life who you think might want to be a part of our community. So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.